This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, the mailroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers and men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out of California, IA. And good morning to you, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
How about if we say the pledge for the second time?
Certainly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, Joe Biden says we got to get the people to the point to where they trust government. Now, that's kind of a loaded statement, because why would you want to trust government, and especially Joe Biden, and anything he says, when he must have said at least 8 or 10 lies in his CNN town hall that he was caught on, obvious lies that he was caught on, and I don't think the guy can tell the truth.
Well, no, but this is the sort of the new paradigm. Hey, you know, we got to trust government, like they're trusting science and this kind of thing, because if the government tells you this, it's got to be true. But really, Captain, I remember Ronald Reagan, who said the scariest words were something like, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I do think that, it's not about trusting government as much as it's trusting people. And so whoever's in charge of, whether it be a company or a local store that you go to and so forth, you tend to trust those people. And Joe Biden hasn't shown that they can really be trusted. Nancy Pelosi hasn't shown that they can really be trusted. Everything is political. Everything is a setup, it seems like. And mm-hmm. So for him to say that shows that they're concerned that people are questioning things and they don't want that.
Well, the one big lie that he told, which is so shocking, it was unbelievable how false it actually was, and we talked about it during hour number one, but we didn't talk about it the way we're going to talk about it right now. Now, when he spoke about vaccinations in the town hall, he said something shockingly untrue. Talk about misinformation. A big honking example, here it is. He said, you're not going to get COVID if you get vaccinated.
Right. He said you're safe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, while that there's a small percentage that or small possibility that you can become infected or develop symptoms, it's not 100%. We know that. But again, he's trying to make it look like this is all just a pandemic of the unvaccinated and so forth. It's part of the vaccine push because, you know, they missed their goal for July 4th. And if this had been the Trump administration or any other Republican administration who set that kind of goal and missed it, the news media would be harping on it every day. But the Biden administration, I think, is trying to they're trying to make up for all that.
Well, Jen Psaki said, talking about all the people that claim to have been fully vaccinated, the Texas Democrats, she made a comment that if there had been other breakthrough cases at the White House, there had been other breakthrough cases at the White House of people that had been vaccinated, meaning people who have been vaccinated yet tested positive for the virus anyway. Now, this is what Joe Biden apparently didn't get the note on, and he went out there and made it sound like he said, well, you get the shot, you're going to be okay. You'll be better, but you won't be okay.
Well, exactly, and of course, it's more advantageous to do that so that you have a fighting chance against something. Now, again, and we've mentioned this briefly before, you know, some people who test positive after being quote unquote fully vaccinated may also exhibit a heretofore unknown kind of immunodeficiency that nobody would know about unless these circumstances came around.
Now, we have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten the vaccination. It's just that basic. It's just that simple. So said Biden at the CNN town hall. But for those who are vaccinated, he said this is not a pandemic. Well, that'll come as a bit of a surprise to the Texas Democrats and the six of them now that have come down, plus his own White House aides that were vaccinated and still got it. It's still a pandemic to them. So that's 100% lie put out there by Joe Biden.
Well, sure. And of course, they're trying to craft a particular narrative to get to do what they want.
Can't do it.
But even in L.A. County, they reported some 2,700 new cases just in the last day or so, and some of those are for people who have been fully vaccinated. So again, it's something that we have to monitor and watch, but again, the Biden administration is desperate to make sure that it's coming out smelling like a rose in all this, when in really cases it's not.
Yeah. All right, folks, here comes the music. That means we've got to get out of here and take a little break, 3 minutes worth, and then come on back after that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And when we come back, I've got an interesting poll on Nancy Pelosi and her January 6th panel you might want to hear. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it, and that number is a combined total of not only terrestrial stations, but also the people that are listening to us online at all the different digital places where we can be heard, and there's a bunch of them. All right, well, I'll tell you what. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell, and Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. Now, I just got my second towel set in, so I'm feeling pretty good about things, and the reason I got it is because the fact that these are the best towels, and I'll be honest with you, that I've ever had. Now, they're made with USA cotton. It makes it extremely absorbent, and it still provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with two big bath towels, two good-sized hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. Now, for a limited time, you can save $70, $70 on those towels for only $39.99 for the six towels, the two bath, two hand, two washcloths, with the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special link that's right there to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products right there on that page as well. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, save $70 on the USA Made in America bath towel, the two towels you'll get, the two hand towels, the two bath towels, the two washcloths. $39.99 is all it costs. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Go to MyPillow.com, the regular listener specials page. You'll find a whole bunch of specials on that page. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Kyle, have you been on that page at the website there?
I sure have. That's right. Yeah, yeah, especially the radio listeners deals that you're talking about for the towels. Exactly right.
Yeah, but you got to have the product code or it doesn't mean a thing.
That's right. Just put in the promo code CAPTAIN. This deal at where the towels are right now is too good to pass up, you know. Everybody should get the towels immediately.
Yeah, and they're big and they're really good. They're really good. You'll dry right off. Now, I got a poll here that comes from the Major Cities Chiefs Association. These are the big blue cities, and this is the Police Chiefs Association. Now, these are not just police officers that have done this. These are private citizens. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
According to a study of 68 cities during the summer of 2020, there were at least 574 protests that involved acts of violence, including assaults on police officers, looting, and arson. More than 2,000 police officers sustained injuries in the line of duty. The question is, should Congress investigate the 2020 violent protests that occurred in the cities? Now, here's the answer. 66% said, yes, they should. The sooner, the better. 21% said no. 13% said they weren't sure. By comparison, only 49% say they supported Pelosi's investigatory committee. So two-thirds wanted BLM and Antifa investigated for the full year of rioting, killing, and assaulting people, far more than any kind of support for Pelosi's investigation. That's what she's up against right now. She's not paying any attention to it, and it's going to cost her majority.
Well, sure, yeah. You know, the Democrats are simply ignoring all of these different signs because, again, they are, it's almost like a Hail Mary. Let's get as much out there for 2022 as possible. Yep. They think they're winning, but they're not.
And a Rasmussen poll is out there. Wait till you hear these numbers. 67% of the whites, 64% of the blacks, 66% of the Hispanics, and 62% of other minorities believe Congress should investigate the 2020 riots in the U.S. cities sooner rather than later. 75% Republicans, 60% Democrat, 63% Independents. This is serious stuff because now that the House Democrats have created a committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot, most voters believe Congress should first go after Black Lives Matter and Antifa that sparked the violence in the major cities last year that caused those injuries to those cops I just told you about. 2,000 police officers injured.
Well, that's exactly right. And in other words, what they're looking for is consistency. If you're going to say we're going to appoint this big commission and obviously it's for political purposes to write a political story, they should be investigating these different riots that ignited throughout so many different cities across our country in the summer of 2020. That's what most people throughout the highways and byways want to see happen. They want to see that investigation.
Now, for our listeners up in Michigan listening to us and our affiliates up there, I'm going to say something you probably, most of you are already aware of, but a few of you might not be. Michigan County officials used the COVID relief money to give themselves bonuses and said that they thought they earned it.
Yes, they called it hazard pay is what they're calling
that it. That is absolutely ridiculous, and every one of those people should be voted out of office or recalled right now. Every one of them.
Well, of course, because that money wasn't there in order to pad their bank accounts or this kind of thing, but it was there to do what it was supposed to do and to help with COVID relief. But Captain, again, it's justifying it this way shows that they're not really taking seriously what their job was all about when they got elected.
All I can say is, well.
Yep.
By the way, did you hear about the COVID-19 cases that are rising again in 46 states as the Delta variant has become dominant? Cases are up 55% this week compared to last week. The few new outbreaks that are out there are mostly concentrated amongst the unvaccinated people. And of this, of the 160 million who've already been fully vaccinated, just 3,733 have been hospitalized for the virus.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, the Delta variant is a very serious thing, and we can get a handle on it. But again, I think you've got some political players who are looking to use that as a pretext to do more either shutdowns, masking requirements, any other method of more government oversight or intrusion into your life. That's a sad fact. It's a real virus. The Delta variant is really powerful, but yeah, you've got people trying to take advantage of it.
And your governor out there in California, Mr. Newsom, when he hears about the new poll, the recall poll that's out there from Red State, he just might be pulling his hair off because this could be his worst nightmare that's coming right around the corner here, because we've got some numbers here. The candidate who received the most support was conservative radio host Larry Elder in the most recent poll, who, with all the people that were listed there, actually drew 16% of the support and will be back on the ballot after the relatively late entry to the race and a battle over his paperwork. Now, fellow Republicans Kevin Faulkner and John Cox are tied for second with 6% each. The rest of the people are scattered out there. And Mr. Governor Newsom is trailing at the bottom of the barrel.
Well, certainly. And it's of his doing, and the Democrat monoparty system in California that has brought this about. In fact, right now, Captain, two parents groups have just announced they're suing California Governor Gavin Newsom over the mask mandates for public schools. As kids start to go back to school in August, they're going to have to wear masks. And you've got a lot of parents who are wondering about this. In other words, this could be a perfect storm against Newsom.
You know what
that recall.
You know what our governor said when that came out yesterday, that announcement?
What's that?
No way.
No way. Right.
Two words, no way.
Right. Well, and again, you know, especially here in California, in my state, the kids have been through so much. And so many parents are worried, what does it mean if the next upcoming school year is disrupted so badly? And again, the CDC is not recommending this right now. So California is going even further, and I think that's kind of the basis of these lawsuits.
Could be. Now, when we come back, folks, we've got a lot of things going on, and we've got violence now in Haiti that's sprung up amidst whatever it is that's going to happen with this replacement for this president that was shot, this prime minister and his cabinet that's left. They're all kind of regrouping, if you will. We'll try to explain this because the Americans are there, but they're not in the streets. They're there for our embassy. And Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a busy, busy, busy couple of segments here.
For politics, there's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is doubling down on her decision to reject two Republicans from the committee that will investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. She said she's not ruling out appointing additional Republicans to the select committee that was formed to investigate the violent breach at the Capitol.
There are some members who would like to be on it, but we'll see.
The speaker defended her refusal to accept two Republicans to the panel, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, citing previous comments and actions from them about the riot. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the other three Republicans he named to the panel won't participate in a sham process.
Because it's not going to change the outcome of what it seems like a predetermined or already written report.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who was selected by Pelosi, will serve on the panel. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GC.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you are, Mark Walters, host of the Armed American Radio Show, the Big Monster Cast on Sundays. Check him out. Go to armedamericanradio.org and you'll find out more about him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico.com is the website, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and take a look and see what they can do to save you money on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. You can save money by doing everything there, and you can save even more money if you bundle your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance along with your car there. That will save you even more money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, we're going to bring Kyle Warren in here for a second. Hey, Kyle, did you hear what's going on in St. Louis County?
Yeah, is this has to do with the district attorney, I think, who didn't show up to the hearing.
It's the same woman that was reprimanded for going after the couple with the guns.
Right, exactly.
She did not show up, and a murderer was released and is on the loose. And right after that happened, okay, the judge had no choice but to let him go. There was nobody there. Right after that happened, The St. Louis County Police had a bench warrant issued for him for his arrest again, so they could lock him back up, so they could do it right. And he'd bamboozled. Now they're looking for him.
Wow. Well, this is just, of course, unacceptable.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There's no reason why that woman should be a district attorney anymore after this.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, that is completely, that's derelict in duty. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a man wanted to take a flight, but he was diagnosed with coronavirus. Now, the COVID-positive man from Indonesia devised a scheme where he was able to board a commercial plane by dressing up as his wife. And he would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for one mistake he made in the middle of the flight. What was that one mistake?
What was that?
He was changing his clothes in the bathroom that they have, and apparently he didn't have the door totally closed, and the security guy that was riding on the plane saw him.
Interesting, and then and obviously deduced that he was not the wife.
He was not a woman.
Yeah, not a woman.
And, of course, right away their thought didn't go to he was trying to get a ride on an airplane or anything like that. Their thought went to, well, maybe we got us a bad guy here.
Yes, well, of course, yeah, and because obviously someone trying to conceal their identity is suspicious on an airplane.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And of course, what would happen if the person, now, of course, now that it's known and they could obviously try to start isolating this person or use, protocols. But what would happen if he just would have, you know, gotten to his destination and gone about his business? We could see other cases springing up. People could die as a result of that.
He would have dressed up as a woman and flown back where he came from.
Yep.
Because that's how he got there to begin with, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go for broke here. After vetoing two Republican nominees to the January 6th commission, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now considering adding more anti-Trump Republicans to the panel.
Well, why not? You know,
it's all going to be about politics to try to hang Trump out to dry because they got nothing for 2022, nothing, and that's what they're going to try to do right now.
Well, of course, yeah, it's a foregone conclusion. Most Americans, Captain, obviously don't agree with what happened at the Capitol, and they would not have gone into the Capitol. They would not have broken anything or hurt anybody or attacked anybody or fought with anybody. But what Nancy Pelosi is doing is just that, just like you're saying. She's trying to come up with a thing that they can use to try to generate the news cycle, because look at what's happened to some of these news networks without Trump in the news every day. Their ratings have literally just disintegrated. They've cratered completely. And so, you know, anything that gins up a whole thing about Trump, maybe they think it works across the board, both for ratings and for political points.
Now, the day before yesterday, the Republicans had blocked the infrastructure bill that the Democrats had, correct?
Right.
Well, yesterday, the House Democrats blocked the bipartisan bill declassifying the COVID-19 origins.
Well, yeah, because we can't be talking about that either, because, you know, that also is somehow subversive in our present world. The American people do demand, though, what happened? You know, how did this get here? How was it constructed? How did it get out? Was it an accident? Was it deliberate? If nothing, Captain, we've been through so much, and the people certainly that have lost their lives. This demands that we know the exact truth.
And, of course, we said this a few minutes ago, but I'm going to repeat it because this is the news story. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rejected the federal mask mandate that may, in fact, be coming for the children. He says we're not going to do that in Florida.
Well, right, and that's consistent with Governor DeSantis' position and leadership throughout this entire crisis, as it were. And so I'm sure this will be no less controversial.
Right. And according to the Biden administration, it's just the beginning with the Biden administration sanctions against the Cuban communist regime after the protests down there. They're starting to sanction the Cubans.
Well, and of course, the proof will be in the pudding on that. I mean, are they really wanting to make sure that this is really has teeth to it? And, Captain, you know, the president has the bully pulpit. And he can come out and say, well, you know, communism has failed, and so forth, but it's gotta be full-throated, and it's gotta be hard-hitting. It means, it's not like Ronald Reagan saying that, for example. Joe Biden saying that is a whole lot different.
Yeah, and there's a new poll out there, Americans believe blacks are more racist than whites. Hispanics and Asians are less racist than blacks.
Well, unfortunately, Captain, you've got people in positions of power who are trying to gin up racism. And
that's all they got.
That's right. And they don't care who hates who as long as they hate each other. And I hate to say that's a very hard truth to talk about and to hear, but that's what's happening. And so, again, you know, we don't care what people look like. We don't care what their ethnicity is. We care about their ideas, and we care about their actions. And those who are benefiting from any form or expression of racism, they sit back and they smile and they laugh and they clap and they think this is the greatest thing ever. But we're not gonna fall for that anymore.
Now, would you consider yourself to be an art shopper?
Well, can't say that I'm an art shopper. No, not fine art in that sense.
Have you ever bought paintings?
Here and there, yeah.
Okay, well, here's your opportunity of a lifetime. Despite the White House claim of anonymity, Hunter Biden is going to meet some art shoppers that are going to be bidding on his paintings.
Well, I almost can't resist, Captain. Will they get a free laptop if they buy a piece of art?
They might. They might.
I don't know.
They might.
Yeah, but again, I mean, so how will they maintain the level of anonymity that is supposed to evidently be there, so that there's no influence into the presidency by paying exorbitant sums of money for the president's son's art pieces?
Now, the challenging of Roe v. Wade is about to take place because the state of Mississippi yesterday urged the U.S. Supreme Court in a major case set to be argued in its next term to overturn the landmark 1973 ruling that recognized that women have a constitutional right to obtain an abortion. The Mississippi Attorney General, Lynn Fitch, says no, they don't.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. Now, this has been in place, obviously, for more than...
Since 1973.
That's right, so almost 50 years. We're looking at here. Any case that is a major challenge to that is going to have to be very robust. There's no doubt about that. But of course, I don't know. Maybe we could throw it back at the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite in this case, and say, "Are you following science?"
Huh?
Yeah.
And I guess. And Representative Andy Harris, he's a Maryland congressman, Republican congressman, said that parents should wait to give kids the vaccine. Don't just all of a sudden give it to them. Just wait a bit.
Well, again, you know, a lot of this has to do, too, with, you know, especially if you have young kids, but also if you have older kids that are 16 or 17 or older, you can still talk to your doctor, talk to people about this stuff, make informed decisions about it.
All right, folks, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after these messages that are coming up here. We're going to let Kathy take us to break, and we're going to let her give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?
Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. And Don and Donna, of course, Don runs Star Coaches. When you see those fancy Prevost coaches that are out there, that's going to be Don and his drivers there. And by the way, special shout out to Sam and Steve, those guys that are out there somewhere tonight on the highway. Don't know where they're at. They listen to us when they're out there with the Save America bus. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join it. When you get to the next Pilot or Flying J, go to the kiosk, get her done, and you'll be all set to go. All right, well, somebody in the chat room thought that we should play this song, so guess what? We're going to play this song. Here we go.
Tell them if it's
length of his hair.
Central Station, and that's called Hair. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that. I had never heard that. And
me neither.
But this is that's a really good track. It's real tight, and it's funky, and it's evocative of that era. It was released in 2006, but it's evocative of the funk back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
This is really something. It just goes to show there's a lot of music out there that people aren't hearing.
Yep.
And thanks to the listener, I think it was Eric who
let us know. It was Eric in Seminole, and I just checked that one up, and I put it in the funk section we got there in the Captain's America Music. We do it by different sounds and beats and music, you know, different names, and that went right in with the funky music.
Yep.
All right. Well, let me read this and turn you loose. The monsoon in the southwest is going to be really severe in the upper Midwest, and we've got some weather building up right now in western Tennessee and the northern part of Mississippi right now. I will tell you that it looks like as if the monsoon and heavy rain and strong thunderstorms will continue across the southwest and Four Corners region through the weekend. Meanwhile, a moderate risk of excessive rainfall and flooding is in effect from Friday for a large portion of Arizona over to severe and moderate thunderstorms with damaging winds and large hail, likely Friday afternoon and evening from North Dakota into northern Minnesota. And then we've got this area now that just popped up in western Tennessee and northern Mississippi. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, the monsoonal moisture continues along the American Southwest, all through Arizona, through Phoenix, Tucson, also through New Mexico, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Gallup, Alamogordo, also up into southern Colorado in the Telluride area, Durango. Denver also is looking at a flash flood watch going on right now, along with air quality alerts that head up towards Fort Collins tonight. Central and eastern Montana, fire weather warning, and of course that means low humidity, high temperatures, gusty winds. This drops down also into central Idaho. Bootleg fire continues to burn in southern Oregon, so be careful if you're traveling in that area. Las Vegas, earlier on Thursday, seeing a lot of storm activity. I believe that's cleared through now, but not before it caused a lot of rain and some damage in different areas as well, wind damage and the like. But that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
Okay, well, let's go right to Minnesota. Minnesota's got a high heat warning right across the central part of Minnesota, skirting along Minneapolis, St. Paul, over into just inside Wisconsin tonight, and right there to the South Dakota line, I might add, right about Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now, moving on down, we do have a flood watch and flood warning in the Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas area, both sides of the river there. Apparently the river's up, and that's part of what the problem is. Meanwhile, we just had this watch area show up, the western part of Tennessee, to include Memphis, and then from Mississippi on up to Kentucky, and then the northern part of Mississippi, down about 40 or 50 miles into Mississippi, there is a severe storm watch in store for conditions being ripe for violent storms to produce. And then over in the mountains of North Carolina tonight, we do have some very bad weather conditions over there as far as the air stagnant, the air quality. Now, we've got high heat warnings today for New Orleans, over towards Mobile, and then over across the panhandle of Florida, over to about Milton, and south of Lake Okeechobee tonight, all the way down to the Keys. We've got some rain going on as we speak, and we're going to have some possible flooding conditions down there in the lower part of the Everglades. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And now we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll check in. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. we'll start because it's short and we can just get to it real quick. We had a big-time Internet outage yesterday affecting some of the United States' biggest companies, and most of them were air freight companies or air passenger companies.
Yeah, this kind of went global, but this was they're saying it was not a hack. It was an outage that had to do with a cloud system. Home Depot was also included in that. But it was short-lived, so that's a good thing. I don't know if it was really a cloud system or not, but that's what they're telling us.
Yeah, you never know anymore. When this happens, you got to kind of hold your breath and see what's going on, I guess, is where we're at. You know, there's still a bunch of fallback coming from General Milley and the comments that he's made, and I don't know where that's going to go or where it's going to end. I guess it's not. And the guys, the West Pointers, now we got the West Pointers chiming in, the generals retired and whatnot, as well as some of the ones that are active, not so much that, but the ones that are retired saying, this guy's from Princeton, what do you expect?
Well, you know, there's always going to be competition in the Ivy League schools.
Yeah, but we don't seldom have anyone other than a West Pointer that's on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, let alone the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. That's very few and far between, somebody that's not from one of the service academies.
You know, to be on the Joint Chiefs, it's a political move anyway.
Yes,
so,
it is. Yes, it is. Everything from the rank of colonel up, that's all political.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Precisely.
Yep. So I don't know where it's going to go, but there's a lot of chatter right now in the military community, especially amongst the retirees, and our favorite general and his favorite buddy are doing a lot of the chiming.
Well, and then there's others, you know, like Stavridis, and that are very positive on Milley. So, you know, you go all the way back to the former general of NATO, Breedlove. He's not very happy, but...
All right, hold that thought, because we got to take a break, and we'll be right back after the top of our news with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along during the overnight hour. Okay there, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.